Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. We are glad you're here with us on this June 13th. June is Alzheimer's Disease and Brain Awareness Month. We've been talking about it here and there this particular month. And joining us in studio is Tiffany Noble. She is a speech-language pathologist with American Village, and also Mark Shoup. He has a family member that is there at American Village, which is an American senior community. And we thank them for their continued support here on Caregiver Crossing. How are you guys?
Great.
We're great. Thank you.
Good. We're glad you're here with us. Tiffany, what is dementia staging? We're going to talk about that a little bit.
All right. It's a great program that we have going on. We, as therapists, we use formal and informal assessments to determine what stage of dementia a person is in. There are 7 stages of dementia, with 1 basically being normal, 2, 7 being the end stage. During the staging process, we are able to identify the person's strengths. We then use this information to create a personalized program, including activities to help maintain the person's progress and their strengths.
Is the staging done on one day, or do you do that multiple times?
We do it multiple times. That way we get to know the patient better.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of silly because this is my world, and I don't know much about dementia staging. How new is it?
We've probably been doing it maybe the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I really don't know much about it. So, you talk about informal and informal testing. What might that look like?
We have a formal assessment that we use. We look at concentration, memory, self-care, and then we also informally just talking to the patient, their everyday, seeing them in their own environment, and then allows us to get an idea of what stage they are.
So when we hear people talk about early, mid, and later stages, do you still use that terminology when you're talking about dementia staging?
In generally, yeah.
Okay.
Within the facility, we unfortunately do kind of put a label onto it, but it gives us more information about the person's abilities.
Sure. So in talking with, Mark as a family member, and your loved one is it a parent?
It's my mom.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
my
you.
Mom. Yeah,
thank
sure.
You. So in talking about your mom, is it like, hey, Mark, when to let you know your mother's in stage 3? I mean, how do they speak to you about that?
They actually talk kind of in those terms to me. So it gives me a clear understanding of kind of where she is with the disease. It's very, very helpful in knowing exactly what expectations I should have for her at this point in her life.
When did you have that done, the staging done for your mom?
They've been doing it regularly since she's been there. She's been at American Village now almost 5 years, and she's in Cottage 2, which is one of the memory units. And so the communication has been terrific, and they let me know as she's tested, as they're doing observations, I will get a phone call, a lot of conferences. American Village does an outstanding job of communicating with family members.
How quickly is she progressing?
Not as quickly as I thought she might. I mean, you don't know what to expect, but I think she's rather stabilized as far as her dementia. Now, she has lost her eyesight. She has a terminal form of cancer, and she has every symptom that you could possibly have. Her oncologist has told me she's almost a textbook of this disease, but that has progressed more rapidly than really the dementia, and that has been more of a hindrance to her day-to-day experience, or has created more difficulties for her day-to-day experience, I think, than even the dementia has.
Oh, bless her heart. So when you first started hearing these terms, this dementia staging, what stage was your mother in?
She was in the very early stages.
Okay.
And she has progressed. But what I've found with American Village and the staff, they've helped ease her along in that process and made her much more comfortable. Even though she's almost 89 years old, she has terminal cancer. She only has very limited peripheral eyesight. She leads a pretty independent life there. It's pretty amazing. Her world's pretty small, but she still is able to get up. She's able to operate on her own. She's the trivia queen champion. She's
That's
very
awesome.
Good at a lot of the activities. I want to tell you, she gives me a run for my money. I can still try and straighten her out on politics when I need to, those sorts of things. She is able to, despite all these obstacles that have been thrown in her way, live a very good quality of life.
That's great.
And what do you attribute that to?
Oh my God. attached to the care that she receives there and the people she works with. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's a family atmosphere. I mean, we're fortunate that we live in the area of American Village. We live in the South Broad Ripple area, and it's really amazing. I see the American Village folks everywhere I go, at the grocery store, at the drugstore, at the gas, and we're always talking and laughing. And I walk my dogs twice a day. I get honks and waves from people all the time. And part of it is that is just infectious. And so when I'm there, it's like I'm visiting not just my mom, but my mom and her friends. Mm-hmm. And that's the staff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
It is. Tiffany Noble is also with us, speech language pathologist there at American Village. How do you work with his mom, Tiffany?
Well, what we do through the staging process, so we first identify what stage the person is in and what activities are appropriate. So once we can identify activities that are appropriate, we get things into place there at the building. We do a lot of staff education. We get our families involved because, you know, in reality, you know, we're looking at somebody who has dementia, but this is a person. They have a family. You know, Mark is here. This is his mom. She has a history. And like you said, she's trivia queen. She is. And so that's one of her strengths. And so she plays trivia daily, and we make sure of that.
Well, and I have a question for you, too, about the dementia staging. Is this just an American Senior Communities thing, or is this something the greater public practices as well?
It's something that it's really coming around. It's something that we really put into place here the last few years through American Senior Communities, but it's really becoming more common. You're starting to hear more about it. Unfortunately, though, when I do talk to families, I have a lot of families who are coming in for the first time and who haven't heard about it. So that's why we wanted to get it out and let people know a little bit more about it.
So if people did want to learn more about how they can connect with an American Senior Communities and find out more about dementia staging for their loved one, how would they do that?
They could check us out on ASCSeniorCare.com. We'll also be on Boomer TV tomorrow, so you could check us out there.
Oh, great. Okay, so ASCSeniorCare.com, mm-hmm. or catch you tomorrow on Boomer TV, which is at 10:30. Thank you. On Wish. Thank you. 10:30 on Wish tomorrow, Boomer TV. And then also Facebook, I would imagine, as well, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll make a link to this information on our Facebook page, too. I'm looking at Candace right now to make sure that's going to happen. I think it's fascinating. And Tiffany Noble, you are a speech-language pathologist. Uh-huh. Can you just explain in brief terms what that really means?
Oh, everybody always thinks of speech therapists, what you hear in a school. So we do speech therapy, but we also we're communication specialists. We also are cognitive specialists, memory, attention, concentration. All of those things come into play, and it's all related to language.
Tiffany, I want to ask, for those that still have their loved ones at home, are there some things to do that might be in that early? They're starting to see that maybe there is something that might not be right. Are some things that people can do at home with their loved ones that can help with memory? And you mentioned that trivia, which is great. But other things that you can keep your mind sharp and strong and kind of work with your parents.
Absolutely. Listening to music, reminiscing, looking at old photos, those are all good activities across all stages of dementia. Think about the person's interests and hobbies. You know, for example, we're trained as therapists to adapt according to the person's ability. Let's say somebody really likes to do baking. Early on in the process, they may be able to still do all the baking tasks, and they may just need a reminder to turn off the oven. Middle stage, they may need some help just stirring the ingredients, but they're still taking part in the process. And toward the end stages, just smelling the smells, reminiscing about mom's chocolate chip cookies she used to make.
Well, and really, you know, we talk about this a lot too. Who cares if they mess something up in the
Absolutely.
Process? As long as everyone's safe, even in those later stages, go ahead and try to make that lasagna.
Absolutely.
It might look a little different than it did 20 years ago.
That's
but
okay.
It's all good.
You can at least laugh about it after you make it.
That's exactly right. Well, Tiffany Noble with American Village, excuse me, and Mark Shoup, thank you so much for joining us and opening yourself up to us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Come see us again. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.